Welcome to Awakening Your Essence. We explore the realms of inner wisdom, spirituality, and self-discovery together. And today, we'll journey into the profound teachings of the Kogis again, the indigenous people of the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta in Colombia, and discover how their ancient wisdom can guide us towards a more harmonious existence. When I say Kogis, I mean that more generically, but Kogis are one of the four tribes, along with Arawako, Wiwa, and Kankuamos. They are inhabiting the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, which is about 17,000 square kilometers of mountain and 5,700 meters high are these mountains. And the state that one is in when you are on top of the mountain is just unlike anything that you can possibly imagine down here, as I said. So, what I discovered mostly when I was on the mountain was clarity of mind. In the space of clarity, creation is possible. You can create on top of something when you're stressed out, when you're overwhelmed, when you have so much going on that your mind and your being is overloaded. It's more difficult to create. You're basically in a state of survival, so coming out of survival into the creative state requires releasing some of the heaviness that overloads the system. So, if in the space of clarity, creation is possible, that is a powerful notion, isn't it? Weaving together the threads of existence and recognizing and embodying frequencies that resonate deeply within us. We resonate with each other. Picture it as a symphony of high frequencies, a unison that weaves the fabric of our shared reality, like the frequency of one song. For we are all one. The Kogis remind us that every thought matters. Every thought is being woven into the mochila, that bag that the Zagas, the wise ones, are weaving. Each thought we entertain becomes a thread woven into the intricate web of the world. We are all connected. We're looping with one another, just like the loops of a mochila that is being woven, like the act of knitting. The loops that we're knitting with each other. When we collectively choose peace, love, and harmony, those loops carry those frequencies. And so the more of us and the more time we spend in this peace, love, and harmony, the frequencies being maintained and expanded, the entire web shivers with the resonance of our intentions. Peace, love, and harmony. They're not just words. They're fields. They are a frequency that, when you reach it, and you hold it, it is a natural state of pure creation. So it's time to focus on what we may have overlooked within ourselves. Where have we poisoned our own hearts, betrayed our true selves, or allowed inauthenticity to cloud our vision? The path to co-creation becomes majestic when we dare to look within and ask, do I have a sense of majesty in my life? How am I experiencing that within me? The mountain has inspired me to think of our own majesty, as the mountain is majestic. So, I invite you to take a moment to reflect on the areas of your life where balance has eluded you. Accessing an elevated state of being demands that we release the grip of the past. Let it go completely. Your past doesn't define you, but it has shaped you. Now you have the power to redefine yourself, to honor your journey, and to cherish the earth that cradles you, our mother. Every moment, we have a choice. Love over fear. Be the detective of your life and identify where you've been denied yourself the right to be authentically you. Where have you imprisoned your own mind with limiting beliefs? Can you free yourself from this incarceration? Can you open your heart wide enough for a new you to emerge, born from the very essence of your being? Within your heart, there is a radiant light, the flame of your ignition, the spark of pure life essence. To fully remember the universality of your being, you must cultivate expanded awareness and the desire to see beyond the surface, your surface, any surface. Experience the depth of your existence here on Mother Earth, for you are part of her tapestry. So, follow the breadcrumbs of your desires, for this life is the fulfillment of your essence. Be you, for only you can be you. Every moment is an opportunity to choose love over fear, to release self-abandonment, and to break free from the chains of the mind. So, I leave you with these questions. Can you free yourself from your self-imposed limitations? Can you open your heart wide enough for a new authentic you to emerge? The answers are within you, waiting to be discovered. Well, thank you for joining me on this short journey today. And if you've enjoyed it, drop a comment. Let me know. This has very much transformed a piece of me. The voice within me that wants to be expressed, wants to come to the surface, wants to be heard, wants to be shared, wants to co-create with you in the divinity of who we are, or with the divinity that resides within us. We create together. So until next time, may you walk your path with love and authenticity. Until next time, I am the Muse. Good night.